B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
What is this, day three now without Roy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This place is falling apart. I thought we were back on the mend. I was like, I'm back. I took Cash to the doctor again yesterday.
Yeah, how's he feeling after having the stomach bug?
He's doing better. He still has a fever, though, that keeps going up and down. So, like, he'll be okay for, you know, pretty much all day. And then at night, he'll spike a fever again. So, I don't know.
The doctor told you just to treat it or what?
She gave me, what did you tell me?
Zofran?
She gave me Zofran. And she said he might have like spikes where he throws up a couple more times in the next few days.
That poor guy.
I know, but he's feeling better.
Was he able to eat anything yesterday or hold anything down?
Yes. Okay. Which was good. But he is, when I tell you, the most needy child you've ever seen now, like, he only wants to be held.
More than Dallas, your husband?
More needy than
him?
Oh, yeah. He gets it from his daddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Oh, man, poor guy. Well, yeah, so Roy, you know, was hoping to be back every day, but he talked to his doctor yesterday, and his doctor said...
one more day.
No more jumping on the bed, A, and then two, yes, don't come back. So Roy conveniently will be in Friday. So he worked a Monday-Friday schedule, which is nice.
That's what we should all strive for, really.
I know. I just saw on the news the other day, and I think it was in here. I had it on mute. You know, like, we switched through news state. We have TVs in here.
Yeah.
And we can't have it on or else you would hear it in the background, but it was on mute. And I think there was, like, another study and, like, another article about how one of these major corporations is really considering a four-day work week to get better production out of their employees.
I think it's genius. Think about how much, like, time we waste in the day on social media and on YouTube and, like, all these other things just because we're so burnt out.
Remember we spoke with that girl the other day? We were talking about what your YouTube obsession was, and her YouTube obsession was...
I can't remember, but she said she spends 4 hours a day.
3 to 4 hours a day watching it. And then she goes, it's okay, I work for my uncle.
Oh, you know what it was? It was people taking packages off the front porch because she works for delivery service.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, so Roy's out again today, but we'll have a good show for you. We got a lot of things to do. I want to tell you, I've been having communication with my son's kindergarten teacher, and I'm having issues emailing her. And especially...
because you can't put on a show through email?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that, you know, being a parent... And you'll learn, too, when Cash, you know, is starting to go to school and you start having communications with the teacher, not just verbal, but, like, through email and notes and stuff, there's an issue that pops up for parents.
Okay.
And I want to see if I'm the only one that has to deal with them. So we'll get into that. It's also National Public Sleeping Day. So if you're in the public somewhere, you should just fall asleep. But cool. I thought it would be fun, Loren, to take calls, like, around 6:50 and find out where people fell asleep in public, like... You know, can you fall asleep at, like, a NASCAR race? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember?
It's so loud.
There was it a grandma or a grandpa took their kids to the Beyonce concert and fell asleep? Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah, they went viral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a dad, I thought.
Maybe a dad.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like we have $200 this morning for you. Looks like nobody got yesterday's.
Yeah.
So somebody got... noon, and then no one got it 4 yesterday, so we have a new song for you if you didn't hear it yesterday at 4, plus $200 now in the pot for you for our 5 seconds to cash, which is a little contest, a little game that we're playing with everyone here in the Carolinas. People are loving this game, really getting in on it. So even my son Dean goes, Dad, what? Let's turn on the radio and see if someone got it. So,
it's a fun game.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. We got that. We got a brand new War of the Roses that involves a polyamorous relationship and how that can go wrong. I mean, it just sounds bad, doesn't it? Just sound bad on paper?
I mean, I think you know how I feel about bringing somebody else into your relationship.
Yep, it's pretty interesting. So we have that for you. Real quick, Lorraine, I wanted to tell you, this is a list. I've been holding on to this. This is from Shape Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
These are things you're going to worry about today, but you shouldn't. You're gonna freak out about it, but really, in hindsight, you shouldn't worry about these things. Okay. There's four of them, real quick. So I thought this would be a good way, if you're in the car or you're getting out of the house and you're listening to us, think about this. These are things that you're going to worry about, but you shouldn't. Will today be the day I finally get sick because it seems like the whole world is sick?
Ooh, that's a pretty good fear, though.
Well, they say, the experts from Shape Magazine say, don't stress it. Chances are, if you get sick, it's been in your body longer than you knew. Continue to try and keep safe habits by, you know, using hand sanitizer and avoiding people who are coughing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's another thing. Things that you are going to worry about today, but you shouldn't. What will people think about my outfit, shoes, hair, etc.? The experts go on to say people are actually a lot less judgy than you would think. And they don't notice things about you like you would think they would. A new study says people have their own concerns and no time to worry about yours.
I believe in that.
Then the study goes into, it's like a little more, there's a little more in depth. And it's funny because they showed like 200 people different looks. And then the minute the looks were gone, they asked them what they just saw. And they couldn't even tell you.
Well, that's like having a conversation with someone, too. People don't remember 90% of what you say.
Yeah.
It's how you made them feel.
Yeah. So if you're not in your favorite outfit today, or maybe your hair isn't perfect, nobody's going to notice. Like only you know. Nobody's going to notice. Here's another one. I have so much to do and I'm not going to get anything done today. And they say, don't stress. Tackle one task at a time, the most important one first. And if that's the only thing you get done for the day, check it off as being done.
If I've never given anybody advice on anything, this is the one thing that I can say. Lists, I'm so OCD and lists help me because that last one manifests in my brain. I'm like, I have so much to do. I'm never going to get all this done. And then the more time you end up worrying about it, you could have been doing something right in that time frame. So I just make myself a list and literally cross it off. And I get such joy out of drawing the line through that word.
What's on your list right now?
Oh,
anything good?
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Well, so we are going to be moving in like a month.
Uh-huh.
And I have nothing done in my house now to put it on the market. So I have all that. Then Cash was sick. I have, when I say laundry, like pretty much up to my shoulder from all of the things that Cash threw up on. And like I'm just, then regular laundry. Ugh. Can you see? It's like manifesting now.
Well, it says don't worry about it. Pick the most important thing today. Get it done. And then you'll be all right.
Yeah.
And the last one, these are things you should, that you're going to worry about today, but you shouldn't. What will I eat for lunch or dinner? Lunch is easy, they say. Ask around the office and tag on with someone who's got a good lunch plan.
Stand on the other people's shoulders.
I mean, that's so funny. Like I have no idea. What are you eating? We're going to, you know, we're going to go to this new place down here in South End, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Manchester 1812, right here in South End. They got great food. Great. Yep, exactly. Also, same for dinner. Just see what people are cooking up. Poke around a little. What you got going on for dinner tonight?
Yeah, who's got time for that? Just see what you have in your refrigerator. Eat cereal.
All right, this is a whole list. We'll put it up at kiss951.com. Don't worry about it today. Everybody, you look fine. The day is going to be fantastic.
You're beautiful.
That's right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss95.1.
Love when Miss Jessica from Power comes by. She asks us intriguing questions like, how many holes does a straw have?
And then you give one answer, and then you start to think about it, and you're like, wait.
Come get on that mic real quick, Miss Jessica
Maybe
from Power 98, the
answer.
One man has. Yeah. Is this what you guys opened up the show with?
Like, this is our Madhouse Great Debate for today.
Oh, that's the debate. Yeah, I like your debates. You post them on socials. Okay, yes. So today's debate is, how many holes does a straw
how
have?
How many holes does a straw have? Does it have one or two?
So originally I said two, and then I thought about it, and I was like, well, it's one tube.
I know. I just think it's one continuous hole.
That's what Larry says.
You see, Larry's a smart man.
Larry says, Burpee and I say two. And I say, because if you make a straw, you have to cut two holes into it. You have to cut a hole at the top and a hole at the bottom. And Burpee brought up a good point. If you open a bag of potato chips, that's one hole, right? But if you open up the bottom of it, now you have two holes in a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my original answer. I think it's two holes.
Who was on the CBD that thought this question up?
But then someone called in and told us that a donut, according to Google, a donut has two holes.
What?
A donut has two
holes.
And so that one sort of messed me up. I was like, no, a donut has one hole. But because it has width to it, the top is considered one hole and the bottom is considered one hole.
Ooh.
See, and I just think a donut's flat.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, I know someone who eats a donut with a fork and knife. Like, they cut it.
Why would you do that? You
that's the that way their dad did it. So she said she does it.
Wrong. You should cut that person out of your life.
A donut is a finger food. Cut it out.
Hey, what y'all think about that Momo thing going around?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about that, too. That's crazy.
It's,
yeah.
I have it in my dirty, but
some celebrities are talking about it.
Have you all shown it to your kids?
No.
I know. So, and I just saw an article this morning about a child who's under seven,
mm-hmm.
who it was popping up on their YouTube Kids, and he couldn't sleep at night, and the parents couldn't figure out why, so they took him to a child psychologist, and they figured out, like, he finally opened up and was talking about Momo and his dreams, and then come to find out, the parents were like, you have to pay so close attention on what your kids are watching on YouTube. So, of course, I went 0 to 100, and I was like, we're taking away the iPad.
Delete YouTube.
Yeah.
Butterfinger showed it to his little one and said that he had nightmares about it or whatever.
Why would Butter show his kid that?
So, probably a conversation.
That's what Burpee was saying. Burpee was saying that the mother of his child showed it to his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why would she do that? And I said, well, you have to. Because you don't want that conversation to go down with kids.
Right.
Okay. Kids are already seeing it. And so as an adult, you have to have the conversation with your kids so that you can make sure that you're... explaining it right.
If you don't know what the Momo challenge is, I'm going to try to tiptoe around this a little bit if you have little ones in the car. But it is this terrifying face that comes up with bulgy eyes and stringy hair. And it shows up on your kids' YouTube kids channels.
Uh-huh.
And it basically tells
them... It's a paid commercial that somebody bought. Is that what it is?
I don't know how
it shows up
working.
In the ads part, doesn't it?
I guess so.
So somebody's paying for this.
But it's infiltrating like Peppa Pig and like all these other things now.
God.
And it's
not
telling,
Peppa Pig.
It's telling kids...
Oh my God, not the bubble guppies!
Right. Stay away from my bubble guppies. But it's telling kids to hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad.
And it's very terrifying.
And it's a very terrifying looking face.
Yes.
I'm so proud to say I never dated anyone who looked like that. Like my line starts above that. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that
At
is
least
good
you
news.
Have standards.
All right, thanks, Miss Jess.
Bye, guys.
Hey, what time are the Stompers coming in?
They are here. And they are from my school, Johnson C. Smith University.
Johnson C. Smith. Now, Power 98 are friends right next door to us. They're celebrating CIAA week. And
they always have Stompers in their studio, typically on Fridays.
Yes.
The cheerleaders.
Yeah.
But they stomp when they cheer, so it gets loud. Tell Miss Jessica what we bought.
We have I forgot what it's called, a seismograph?
A seismograph. You know what that is?
Oh, yes. Like for the earthquake.
That's right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So tomorrow, we're going to wait for Roy to get back. Tomorrow, right? What time are they going to stomp? Right around?
We won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, we got to do it today.
Yeah, because we're in, we're broadcasting from Epicenter tomorrow.
Okay, all right. So today we're going to measure it, and I'll show you what shows up in our studio on the side.
Please
of
that, do.
Right?
Please okay. do. Okay.
All right. Always good to see Miss Jessica from Power 98.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
go back
Ms.
to work.
Jessica.
You earn your money on that side.
Yes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Does a straw have two holes or one? What goes on in the world?
Well, I guess I don't need to talk about the Momo Challenge since we just talked about it, but I will tell you who's lobbying it for it to be taken off of YouTube.
Yeah, you said there's a celebrity. Who is it?
It's Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
She is asking YouTube to remove the video altogether. And, it's this Japanese animator who had created this years ago, and they thought that they had gotten rid of it, and now it's kind of infiltrating again. So.
Okay. All right. So have a conversation. Look it up, parents. Don't let your kids see it.
Yeah. Okay. So the Masked Singer was revealed last night. We actually have a winner.
Are you taking the mouse?
I'm trying because I'm trying to pull up Adobe for you so you have audio.
I'll do it while you talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can pull up Lady Gaga.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to know who won the Masked Singer?
I didn't know who any of the Masked Singers were.
You'll know all of these names, I think.
Okay.
So if you have a DVR and you don't want the spoiler alert, turn down your radio. But the final three was a bee, a peacock, and a monster.
Okay.
Okay. The bee happened to be Gladys Knight.
Okay.
The peacock was Donny Osmond. And the monster and the winner of the Masked Singer was T-Pain.
Ah.
And the cool thing about T-Pain being the winner is through, like, they give you hints on who the stars are through the whole series. And one of the hints was, I'm actually a really good singer, but people think I use auto-tune. And, you know, that should have been a giveaway. But he is a really good singer.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
So is Post Malone, and we found that out at the Grammys. I mean, I didn't know. I've never seen him in concert.
Mm-hmm. So Lady Gaga, she is shutting down rumors about her and Bradley Cooper and saying, listen, it's we were portraying characters.
Social media, quite frankly, is the toilet of the internet.
Yes, it is.
And what it has done to pop culture is just, like, abysmal. And yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Gaga, I get it, but you also just broke up with your man.
Yeah, but Bradley is not broken up.
I get it.
Y'all
leave it.
Bradley's relationship alone.
All right.
Okay.
But Gaga's also not a Grammy, an Oscar-winning actress either. This is one of her first major roles, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So all of a sudden she's done years of training, so she knows how to look like she's in love with somebody. She's catching feels, y'all.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Nicole says I'm far off.
Okay.
All right, what else?
All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, we got to talk about the revival of 90210. There's a new trailer, and we might know the sex of the new royal baby.
That'll be at 7:30 this morning. Up next, though, I want to tell you, if you're a parent and you have to have back and forth communication with your teacher, I want to let Loren know that it's a little touch and go sometimes when you write an email or you send a note. And I'll tell you why coming up in just about 8 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
$200 for you coming up in just about 20 minutes with 5 seconds to cash. If you were listening yesterday to AJ at 4, you might know the song. No one got it. The contestant didn't guess what song it was, which means another $100 rolls over, which means that we have $200. We gave away $300 yesterday, Lorette.
I know.
Will you be the $200 winner and know the song that we play at 7 a.m.? Find out with 5 seconds to cash. So I told you that when you're a parent, Loren, Cash is a little young, so you're doing a lot of verbal conversation with his teachers right now.
Right.
But there's going to come a point where in his backpack will be a teacher,
like a
parent,
note.
Communicator, uh-huh. A folder. And they say, hey, you know, make sure Dean finishes his homework or he didn't finish this in class today, so make sure he finishes it. And then if there's any issues, you know, kind of let us know. So I'm the one that does the homework because I'm home earlier than Amanda. So mm-hmm. when Amanda gets home, she doesn't want to deal with that. And we want to eat dinner and hang out with the kids. We don't want to deal with homework. So I get it done with Dean like around 4 o'clock every day. And on Tuesday, he had homework to do and he was having a real difficult time with certain letters.
Okay.
And so
writing
the letters. Okay. Yeah, like an E and a G. They just didn't look clean, mm-hmm. you know. The A, anything that had like a hook or like multiple moves was kind of, you know, difficult for him since he's in kindergarten. And so I wrote a note to the teacher and same thing, like I've typed notes to her too.
Yeah.
When you write your student's teacher, I spend more time on that note than I do writing an email about anything that we do here or shooting an email to any other person in my life.
Is that because you feel like you'll be judged by the teacher?
It's because I feel like I'll be judged by the teacher. That's exactly right. I got to check spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And when I write it, like if I write my G, if I'm telling her that Dean's having a hard time with G's, E's, and A's.
It better be a perfect G.
I crumpled up the note yesterday about 4 times because I wasn't happy with the way my G was turning out.
I could see that.
It's mind-numbing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, maybe a teacher can call in real quick at 704-570-9595, and a teacher can tell us, do you judge the parents? And be honest, because I rewrote the note yesterday. It took me, I'm not joking, when I tell you it took me 10 minutes to write a three-line note. 704-570-9595. If you're a teacher, jump on the phone real quick and let us know if you judge the parents who write notes.
Teachers are probably going to cringe by me saying this, but when I got into high school, my mom would just be like, you can forge my signature. Like, you just do it. I don't have time for that.
That's so funny. All right, so producer Nicole's picking up on some calls. Aaron, tell everyone what we have on the floor over there. If you're just joining the MRL show, it's CIAA week here. In Charlotte, the basketball tournament's here, and our friends over at Power 98, they bring in cheerleaders who, you know, stomp and do their cheers in the studio. And so what do we put on the floor over here to measure?
I believe we have a seismograph. I think that's the official name
for
it. Yeah,
is it picking anything up? Because they're dancing over there.
Yeah, I've been monitoring it. It's been getting some spikes.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what F that is or whatever, but...
You can't hear it, but we could feel it in here, y'all. And the seismograph is the earthquake measurer.
And these cheerleaders that are here today, by the way, are not like true stompers like they would typically have. I'm like, every time I see them start a cheer, I was like, oh, good, it's coming, it's coming. And then they're like doing cheers instead of stomping.
But be honest with the MRL show fam, there's days in here where we're talking to you guys, especially this week, because they have them in every day. Mm-hmm. And it's from colleges, so they're older. They're more mature than the high school cheerleaders. And it shakes the room.
They're strong.
And we just sit here and we keep talking to you, but we're all shaking, looking around like, whoa. Hey, good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. To respond to your statement that you felt like you would be judged for your handwriting on your note.
Yes.
I'm a teacher. I'm an elementary school teacher. And I told Nicole, I said, sometimes when I'm writing on the whiteboard, I will erase it myself because I'm like, oh, my God, that looks like a third grader wrote it. And so when I send notes for my kids to school, I'm just like, it is what it is. You know, I would never judge a parent from their handwriting.
Okay.
And teachers don't judge kids anymore either, really. Like, I have three children and only two of them have decent handwriting. So,
no.
You need to put that away, Manny. You got better things to spend your time on.
I spent 10 minutes and I crumpled it up three times because I wanted it to be perfect.
But, Stacey, you don't judge on the handwriting.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Your son's teacher will not judge you, I promise.
Stacey, you're not judging on the handwriting, but would you be judging on grammar and punctuation and spelling?
No.
Yes, you would.
She's saying no.
I'm just kidding. Maybe she wouldn't. But, you know, I just know, like, even when you text your friends, sometimes I have friends that aren't even teachers that will correct me in a text message. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. I'm the worst texter because I just want to send it out, so I'll miss words and stuff like that, but I don't care. All right, Stacey, thank you, and thank you for being an awesome teacher out there in Matthews. We appreciate what you do for the kids. You know that.
Sure. Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Stacey.
All right, there. John, Rob in Charlotte's also a teacher, and he says that he doesn't judge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. I should have asked this at the beginning of the school year.
I just think that's the PC answer everyone's giving.
You really do? Oh, my God, Lorraine.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Yeah.
If you're feeling happy today, let me hear you say yeah, Lorraine.
Yeah.
If you're feeling double happy today, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get them closer together.
I know.
We got to get a yeah, yeah.
Tell everyone where our buddy is today.
Oh, poor Roy boy. He's still sick.
Mm.
He went to the doctor yesterday. They said one more day.
Are you happy that he's sick?
Yeah.
Lauren.
I didn't say that, although I do like sitting in his chair.
Do you find it funny, Lauren, that our buddy Roy says it hurts so much with the flu that he can't blink? Oh, you're terrible. You really are.
I swear, one day I'm just gonna go in and delete all your sound effects of me.
Yeah, Roy, hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. He did send a text message that he's listening. So if you want to, you know, drop a little note or something on our socials, I'm sure he'll go read that at the MRL show. Today is a public sleeping day, but we were going to talk about it here and find out where people fell asleep in public, because I think that's hilarious. And producer Nicole's got a funny story.
Yeah.
But there's loose ends that we need to tie up. And one of them has to do with Nicole. So we'll get to her in a second. But I did want to read a couple text messages about how I felt like my son's teacher was going to judge me. So I rewrote a note that I wrote to her because I wanted my penmanship to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Dean had a hard time with E's, G's, and A, and I didn't want to write a sloppy E, G, or A. So it took me 10 minutes to write a 2-line note to the teacher.
And we had two teachers call in and say that they're not judgy, but I feel like people were giving more of a PC answer.
Text messages coming through. Here we go. Let's see. Judging parents, you ask? What else would we do with our lives if we didn't do that?
I knew it.
Signed a teacher.
I knew it, 704.
Here's another one. I'm a high school teacher, so I don't get many handwritten notes, but I'm not going to lie. If a parent sent me an email with poor grammar, I would probably judge, to be honest.
See, you might not be judging the handwriting, but you're judging other things. Let's be honest.
Here's a parent who says that she's been judged by her daughter's teacher for punctuation and spelling. She said, sorry, I have problems with periods and spelling some words.
Could you imagine if you wrote your kid's teacher a note and it came back to you with like red pen all over it? Like they graded it and sent it home? I'd be so embarrassed. I would literally withdraw my kid from school and we would be going to a whole new school.
Yeah. Well, I think like a lot of the MRL show fam, 50% of the people do it this way, 50% of the people don't. Here's someone from 973 who says, I'm a teacher and a parent. As a parent, I agree. I feel like I'm being judged, but as a teacher, I don't judge. So there you go. All right. Thank you, guys. And Loren, I can't wait for you to get into that. You're going to come in. Cash is going to be in the first grade and you're going to be like, I wrote a note and my teacher corrected it.
Do you remember when I picked Elena up from the airport and I was making her big like welcome sign?
Oh, yeah.
And every time I would write something, Manny would come over and be like, oh, you're going to write it like that? I'm like, stop judging my handwriting.
All right, producer Nicole, we got so many messages on our DMs, Twitter, at the MRL show, on our text line at 704-570-9595. Lots of messages. Yesterday, we opened up the show saying a prayer and doing a chant because you can't find your
keys.
Uh-oh.
That didn't sound.
That didn't sound promising based on that response. Did you find them yesterday?
No. I can't find my keys.
If you missed it, where was the last time that you saw them?
In here, on this studio desk.
Like 3 inches in front of where you're currently standing.
Yes. And I had to have my keys to get up because we have like a fob that we have to use in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used that to get up. I walked up by myself, came in the studio, and by the time I was ready to leave, I could not find my keys. So they're here somewhere.
Would you be offended if I bought you a tile for your keys next time?
No, people have suggested that. And I'm like, well, it's too late.
I know, but for next time.
For next time, yes, I'll take the precautionary measures.
Okay.
But I'm not worried about next time right now.
Somebody sent us a DM at the MRL show and said, yesterday morning, I missed it after Nicole was going through Aaron's bag and Loren's bag like a TSA agent, LOL. I love the fact that she found pills. Yes, she did. There's
that
pills.
Sounds so awful, though.
Well, this was medicine.
Yeah. Also, hot sauce.
So then she goes on to say, I had to turn off the radio and I didn't hear the rest of it. Did Nicole find her keys? And now you're getting your answer that no, she did not.
No, I did not.
And by the way, for anyone that has to get out of their car, you can always go pick up what you missed on the MRL show with our podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app. We upload it every day at 10 a.m. to hear the entire show, commercial free, I might add. So you can bang through all the great stuff that we talk about. All right. So with your best guess, Nicole, where do you think your keys are?
Manny, I don't even have a best guess.
She has no idea.
Best guess. Do you think someone took them? Do
yes.
you think it's in the garbage can? Or do you think you they're not
someone
where you think
up.
They're going?
I think that Aaron has them.
Aaron. <You're>
let me tell you something. When Nicole had the opportunity to go through Aaron's bag yesterday, I could see the twinkle in her eye. Like, she was so excited to bust him, and they weren't in there.
Do you think that perhaps Aaron has treated your keys like, dare I say, a body in a movie where someone, you know, accidentally hurt someone or killed someone, and then they're going to take care of business so nobody finds out about it. So now your keys are at the bottom.
Swimming with the fishes.
Yes. Up in Lake Norman. Did you tie a cinder block onto those keys and drop them in Lake Norman, Aaron?
No, I think Aaron is the kind of guy who would, come back here overnight and leave them in the studio for her to find so that she thought she was like crazy.
Okay. And
secretly, I'm waiting, Manny, for you to say this is one of your dumb jokes.
I swear it's not.
I know it's not, and that's why I get mad.
You actually want it to be a joke this time.
And one more thing before we get a caller number 9 for our contest here. You said yesterday that there's more money on those keys than there is in your bank account. What did you mean by that?
because like my like here we need a fob. Here we have two offices. We need two key sets of keys. And at home, I have my own key and my own fob. And the apartment complex fob is a lot of money.
So to replace things, what you're saying is you're gonna drain your balance in your account.
Correct.
You poor thing.
WNKS HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds of cash on Kiss 95.1.
It's a fob fundraiser for Nicole this Saturday from 1 to 3. All right, right now we're looking for caller number 9. You are going to play 5 seconds to cash. We've got $200 in the song from 4 o'clock yesterday waiting for you.
Hopefully you were listening. 704-570-9595 to play 5 seconds to cash.
WNKS HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL show is giving away money every day.
At $300 yesterday.
Yeah. 7, noon, and 4. But right now, we're playing with Heather from Rock Hill. Heather's on the phone. Are you ready to play 5 seconds to cash?
Heather.
Heather? Heather, yeah. Heather, you're going to turn down your radio. Don't listen through the radio.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, Heather, we're going to play a song that we play here on Kiss, and you're going to have to tell me the name of that song, and if you do, you will instantly win $200. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here is your song.
Heather, for $200, what is the name of that song?
And I know that song. I just can't remember the name right now. I know it's Taylor Swift. It's
3, 2, 1. Oh.
Reputation. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. That is not the name of the song, Heather.
Okay.
That's all right.
It's all right. So we're going to take that $200 and put it in the jackpot, which means it's now up to $300. So make sure you're listening, and you can play 5 seconds to cash again at 12 today on Kiss.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
But thanks for listening, Heather. Sorry we couldn't give you the money.
No, I hate that. I like giving away money.
Me too.
Roy likes rolling it over so the jackpot is nice and big for people, but I like to give it away.
I'd rather give 5,000 people $100, then one person $5,000. Right? Look at us. We're so giving. Oh, you know what we need to talk about, Loren? We need to talk about the conversation and the request you got in the restroom at the doctor's office yesterday. You told us on text, and I want to bring it to the radio.
Okay.
You guys have to hear what Loren was asked. A strange request, right? In the bathroom?
Yeah, it's really weird.
MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Roy will be back with us tomorrow, hopefully, out the last 3 days with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of flu, you were at the doctor yesterday.
Yeah, and I had a strange request in the bathroom. And if anything weird has ever happened to you in a public restroom, 704-570-9595. But I went, we had cash at the doctor yesterday, and he's had the stomach flu. Dallas and I had it before, and when we were there, I had to use the ladies' room, so I went into the bathroom, and I hear all this commotion inside, and the further in I go, I realize that somebody is also getting sick in the bathroom.
Ooh.
And I use the ladies' room. I'm trying to mind my business at this point.
You give them a one-stall liaison so you're not right next to the
they were in the last one. Which is where I imagine you'd go you know you were puking your guts up.
Ugh.
But so I just kind of waited for a second. I was like, they'll ask for help if they need it. Well, sure enough, as I'm washing my hands, I hear, hey, a little help in here, can you help me? And I'm like, I thought I was almost out clean.
Oh no.
And I'm not great with vomit, you know?
But you come hold my hair back.
Well, so that's why I'm like, please don't ask me to hold your hair. And she said, can you let the nurse know that I'm getting sick in here if they're looking for me and I need a towel? And I'm like, okay, you know, no problem.
Okay.
I can definitely do that. So I go to the front desk and I let the nurse know. The nurse hands me a towel.
Oh, maybe she thought you knew her.
Maybe. I don't know. But then at that point, I was like already invested in the situation.
You're all involved.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. They take the towel back in, slide it under the door. She's like, thank you so much. And that was it. She didn't ask me to help her clean it up, which was, you know, good. But I thought for sure I was going to have to be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Knee deep in throw up again after I had just finished cleaning up 2 days of it.
So when you handed her the towel, did you throw it over? Did you throw it under? Did you open it?
No, I slid it under and I opened it for her. And I, you know, do you need anything else? Yeah. Can I get you water? And she said no.
But you never saw her face or anything.
No.
I want a full visual. Was she on her knees?
Poor thing. And I was just there, so I felt terrible for her. You know, I have a sick kid. Like, he's just getting over it. I didn't want to get re-sick by helping her clean it up. And
how do you think that person feels? Like, they went home, and they were like, things were so bad for me. Honey, how was the doctor? I got the stomach bug. And by the way, I was in the bathroom, and some nice lady had to help me. Like, that's her story today.
Hey, at least you were at the doctor.
Well, I know, but still, that's her story. That's interesting. All right, what happened to you in the restroom? 704-570-9595. This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. What happened to you in the restroom, Anonymous?
Well, it's not that it happened to me. I'm the culprit of it, actually. In the men's urinals, like in the men's stall, like the urinals, they have that little partition that's like, you know, shoulder high. I don't know why, but I constantly feel the need to, like, lean my head over and take a look down and look at the guy and be like, hey, good for you, brother.
Oh, my gosh. I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just a little quick, hey.
Really?
You. Oh, yeah. All the time.
I don't.
All the time.
Do you always, like, verbalize with that person, or you just kind of give him the head nod?
It depends. It could go either way. I like the head nod, but I feel like you really just sink it in there deep. You just got to kind of acknowledge it, like, yep,
okay.
That happened.
Now, you could be sending mixed signals if you do that, too.
Thanks, Anonymous. I got to hang up on him because I appreciate when people call into the show, MRL Show fam. Love to hear from you. I'm in my early 40s, Loren, and I've been in many men's rooms, and I've never, A, had somebody look over at me and nod, which doesn't say much for me, I guess, and B, I've never looked over at someone and gave, like, a little nod.
Maybe you're not tall enough.
Can I have a phone book so I can see what's going on in here? No. Listen, there is one thing guys do in the bathroom, and we are going to take more of your phone calls here in a second. You know what's so weird is every guy does this. When you go into the bathroom, and while you're at the urinal, for some reason, you spit.
What?
Yeah, you spit into the urinal. So you're at the urinal, right? So you're like this. You're doing your business,
yeah.
And then while you're doing your business, you go, or while you're waiting to do your business, you go...
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that's a thing.
It is a thing.
Our producer Aaron is shaking his head.
It's not a thing. Go to the urinals at the Panther Stadium during a game and you'll see it.
Well, I can't really get close to the urinals.
Yeah, that's true. All right, more phone calls on the weird thing that happened to you in the bathroom. Plus, our own producer Nicole says two great relationships formed in her life.
Oh.
From the bathroom. We're going to hear from her and you guys too coming up in under 5 minutes.
Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show. Hey, this is Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Lorette, Kiss 95.1.
Roy's sick today. He'll be back tomorrow, though. His doctor said, just one more day. I need you to hang out. So,
speaking of doctors, what happened to you at the doctor's office yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I had a weird request. I went just to use the ladies' room, and somebody was in there getting sick, and they asked me to go let the nurse know. The nurse handed me a towel, so I had to take it back. And, you know, luckily that person didn't ask me to help clean it up. They were just asking for the towel.
It was very nice of you to do that, but it was really a strange request, a strange incident in the bathroom.
It was, and ultimately I would have helped her clean it up. I was just hoping I didn't have to because Cash was just getting over it, and I didn't want to, like, get everyone sick again.
Yeah. Hey, producer Nicole, what, don't you have two friendships that started in the restroom?
Yeah, so I there's a bar around here called Slate, and I was in Slate and went to the bathroom, and I was talking with one of my friends that I was there with, and someone recognized my voice And so we just got talking into conversation, and now, like, we hang out weekly.
That's awesome.
So shout out Caitlin and Autumn.
Did you guys exchange phone numbers that night?
I think we exchanged social media that night.
Yeah.
And then it, like, the next week, she was like, hey, do you want to come hang out? And then we hung out, and then now we text.
That's funny. Cool. Hey, Anonymous in Gastonia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Love when we get calls from the gas house. Y'all add it to the show. What do you have?
Okay, so the other week I was at my second job, and I was in the bathroom. I rinsed out our coffee pot because we were closing.
Mm-hmm.
And my office manager came in there. She was like, I'm sorry I have to do this. But, like, she pulled her pants down and just started peeing. It's only a one bathroom stall, dude. But she was, like, right beside me. And my boss was, like, peeing beside me.
So that's awkward. What do you do in the next meeting?
I don't know. Like, she's like, she's just there talking to me, too. She's having a conversation with me while she was peeing, and I was listening to the coffee pot.
Hey, she's that comfortable with you. You almost take it as a compliment.
You got to go when you got to go.
Yeah, but it was just weird. I was just like, yeah, I didn't want to look over and talk. I like to have eye contact when I talk to you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't look at her because she's sitting on the toilet.
That's uncomfortable.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and put the coffee pot back. You finished. Did you walk out? Or did she walk out first?
I did. I dumped the coffee pot out, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back up to the front.
Anonymous, how did she get in there in the first place? Did you forget to lock the door?
No, the door was open because I wasn't using it. It was just me and her in the office. We were closing.
Yeah, she was just washing the coffee pot. She doesn't need to lock the door to wash the coffee pot out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe it was a multi-use trip.
Right.
You know?
Can't get to Todd in Taylorsville, but he was at the club and there was no stalls. And the guy said that they could share a toilet together. So that was nice. Ah, the restroom. What a great place to have conversation with people.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Oh, you know, is it a boy? Is it a girl for Meghan Markle? There's so many things out there right now, and she's due in just a couple weeks. But there's been rumblings that the baby's gender is, in fact, a girl. Now, a source close to Meghan also says, no, it's a boy. But I feel like if it's a source close to Meghan, she just might be trying to throw everybody off the scent. If you are a fan of Aquaman, it is getting a sequel. The release date will be December 16th of 2022. So you can mark that on your calendars. And if you didn't get to see A Star Is Born the first time in theaters, you'll get an opportunity to see it again. They're re-releasing it. Yeah, with all the Oscar buzz. So if you didn't get to see it, now you can go back to the theaters and have the full experience.
Okay.
Yeah. The Masked Singer, the finale was last night. And if you have been watching this whole time, they have had a ton of different singers. Joey Fatone has been on there, LaToya Jackson, Ricky Lake, Tori Spelling, which we'll talk about her here again in just a moment, Terry Bradshaw, and many, many more. But the top three, if you don't want to hear and you've got a DVR, go ahead and turn down your radio. Manny, if you can pull up the audio of the monster, that would be amazing.
Okay.
But the bee was Gladys Knight. The peacock was Donny Osmond. And the monster happened to be T-Pain.
That's T-Pain?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think a lot of people didn't realize, because he uses auto-tune so much, a lot of people didn't realize, hey, he can actually sing. So,
he doesn't need the auto-tune.
Yes. And 90210, Fox just released a little teaser. And when I say a little teaser, I mean like a 10-second teaser that has nobody in it. It just says, the 90210 is coming home.
Shh. Okay. So
what we know right now is we think that the majority of the cast is coming back.
The original cast,
yes.
not the one that was on the WB years ago.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And the only two right now noticeably missing from this reboot will be Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry. As of right now.
You have no idea. People probably don't know this. I've watched every episode of 90210 probably 5 times.
90210 and The Hills are like Maney's jam.
Oh, my God. But 90210, they were my year. When they graduated high school, I graduated high school. When they graduated college, so did I. So, like, I rode them out of college.
You're so invested.
Woo!
All right. Well, it's coming back, Maney.
Honey, I can't.
This summer. But that is your journey.
Thank you. Now, with that report, you guys should know that it's time to beat Loren with Can't Beat Loren. She's got 52 straight wins.
I can't remember the last time I've had over 50.
Jinx.
I know. 52. I just jinxed it.
Take her down. 5 pop culture questions, and I am going to rewrite a 90210 question. So know your stuff. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, rant.
Hey, Doug. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. I hope you're having a great day.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you are, too.
I am. Thank you.
Oh, well, now, Doug, I'm going to feel bad when I beat you. I'm just kidding.
I love it.
The smack talk. All right, Doug, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Sure. So at this point in time, Loren, if you would please leave the studio.
Oh, my gosh. You're so nice. All right, I'm going.
You tried to get him to talk crap to you, too.
I know.
She's got her camo sweater on. She's walking out with it. She's wearing her camo sweater because she's ready for war, she says, Doug. All right, producer Nicole, you're going to keep score for us today. I appreciate that. Here we go with question number one for Doug and Charlotte. Lady Gaga shut down love and cheating rumors with her Star is Born co-star. Who is that?
Bradley Cooper.
And T-Pain. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert, if you're watching The Masked Singer. Okay.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm just letting everyone else know. Okay, T-Pain won The Masked Singer. He's famous for using auto blank. What is the blank? Auto?
Tune.
And tomorrow's Justin Bieber's birthday and also National Hotel Slipper Day. He's probably going to be celebrating it with his wife. Who is that?
Haley Baldwin.
And I warned you that I'm going to write a 90210 question in, and I did. It's coming back with the original cast. Luke Perry played what character on the TV show, the original 90210?
Oh, my goodness.
I will just take the first name. It doesn't need to be the last name.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't act like you weren't old enough to watch it in the 90s, Doug.
I was old enough to watch it tonight. And
3, 2,
I do not remember
1.
For the life of me.
All right, and Joanna Gaines now has a collection at Anthropology. Her and her husband, Chip, do an HGTV show called what?
Not The Fixer Upper.
All right, come on in, Loren. Do, 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 do.
Thank you. All right. How did Doug do?
How many did Doug get right, Nicole?
He got 4 right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Quickly, Lady Gaga shut down love and cheating rumors with her Star is Born character, and she says that it's all just acting. Who is that?
Wait, what is the...
Lady Gaga's co-star in the movie.
Oh.
A Star is Born. Who is that?
I don't think you said co-star. Bradley Cooper.
Quickly, I said...
You said character the
okay,
first
one
time.
One.
Sorry.
Question 2. T-Pain just won The Masked Singer. He's famous for singing using auto blank.
Tune.
All right. 2-2.
And tomorrow's Justin Bieber's birthday and also National Hotel Slipper Day. He's probably going to be celebrating with his wife. Who is that?
Hailey Bieber.
3-3.
90210 is coming back with the original cast. Luke Perry's not going to return, though, in his role as who? I will accept the first name only.
Dang it.
Don't worry. Doug didn't get that one
what
right
was
either.
It? As soon as you say it, everyone's screaming. Dylan.
Also
everyone's
known
screaming at their car right now, including myself.
By his last name, Dylan McKay.
Never seen an episode.
Oh, you have to watch it. You're so bad.
Dylan.
Joanna Gaines now. Oh, by the way, it's tied.
It's tied. 3-3.
Oof. Okay. All right. Joanna Gaines now has a collection at Anthropology. Her and her husband, Chip, do a show on HGTV called what?
Is it Fixer Upper?
That is correct. It is a tie, 4-4. Ties stay in the house. Doug, you did great.
Doug, you almost got me, man.
So close. But unfortunately, I just can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Doug.
Thank
All right,
you.
Doug. Thanks a lot. War of the Roses, a brand new one coming up with a polyamorous relationship.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
This is the portion of the show on Thursdays at 7:50, or as close as we can get, where we play War of the Roses. But producer Nicole just came running in during that song, and I just said, well, let's do everything on the air. We try and be as transparent as we can with you. What's going on?
So Jenny, who is doing War of the Roses today, this one's like kind of unique because it doesn't involve two people. It involves 3 people, and she just called freaking out because that third person that is in this doesn't want their name.
Oh, of course not. I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. Let Jenny know that we already beeped it out. I already did that. I did that when we edited this war yesterday.
She doesn't think you did.
Okay, well, we did. Let her know. I mean, seriously, let her know.
Okay, well,
and then make sure she gives you hard permission through email, like the attorneys want and all that stuff.
In writing.
Yes.
Okay, but I have to do that first before you play it.
What?
I have to get her permission.
Oh, yeah. So do that. Just let her know now. So, by the way, everyone that listens to War this time, 7:50, I'm sorry. We have to get at least one of the two people's permission to play it. And so normally it's the person who wants to do the war that says, yeah, go ahead and play it. So when Nicole came in here just at the tail end of that song and said, don't play war, we had to do this. Okay.
Can you give me like five?
I can give you five.
Okay.
We'll do it. So we'll do that War of the Roses just after 8. Thanks, Nicole. Tell her we're good. But this is a War of the Roses that has to do with a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I could ever be part of a polyamorous relationship because I am...
Stop right there.
What do you mean?
Stop right there.
I could never.
You said, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
There is no possible way you would be in a polyamorous relationship.
You're right. I would be far too jealous in that relationship.
Yeah, but you're very personal. You want that one-on-one. You don't want to share.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, like, in a day-to-day environment, like, I'm not, like, if Dallas goes out, it's not like I'm trying to see who he's going out with.
No,
like,
you're not possessive, right, you're just...
Right, I just don't want to be disrespected by anyone.
Right, okay, all right, yeah, I get it. So this polyamorous relationship, we'll find out how long the couple has been together, and then how long this third person, this other woman, has been in their life. And by the way, do you remember this? We did this on Tuesday. Roy's not on it because he wasn't here, but... We did this, and do you? They did something. They have a setup for her.
Oh yeah.
Do you
yeah.
remember that? They take care of her somehow. All right. So we'll do Ariana, then we'll come back and we'll do the War of the Roses for you guys to hear just after 8. If you can't grab it, make sure you listen today on the Kiss 95.1 app. It will be up on our podcast. It's the MRL Show.
WNKS HD1 Charlotte. Come with me. A Beasley Media Group station. Of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
My station.
With me. Kiss 95.1. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Jenny, what makes you think that Brock is cheating on you? And how do you think this third person in your relationship, which you'll have to explain to me, is interfering?
No, it sounds a little kind of crazy, but she was really great. But it was always, you know, we had a rule between Brock and I that that we couldn't see her solo. Like if she was going to be involved with either of us, it had to be both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
So like I couldn't take her to lunch if I wanted to or something like that, just to make sure that, you know, like everything was being kept.
And he shouldn't either.
And he shouldn't either. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, polyamorous relationships, they're called. And that seems to be the going rule with everyone is, you know, to keep some sort of trust amongst the one couple that brings the third person in. This is the rules you have to follow. So is he breaking the rules?
I think he is. So we have her set up in her own apartment so that she can, you know, live her own life and we can live ours. About 3 months ago, I started to notice that, like, he, like, stopped wanting to kind of bring her in. I didn't really know what to make of it, but it was just kind of cropping up here and there for like the last 3 months. And then about a week ago, I called him and I heard her in the background. I asked him, I was like, what's going on? Like, we're not supposed to, you know, be with her solo. And he's like, oh, I just, I popped by the apartment to like bring her groceries or something like that. It just didn't sit right. Like, it just sort of felt like a confirmation of what I had been suspecting for a while now. So that
what about asking her, Jenny? Like, if you asked her, what would she say?
I mean, yeah, I haven't really asked her because she's a submissive. I don't think that she would betray the trust that she has with him. So I don't know if that would really be, like, the best route for that.
Hmm. And then she would tell him, and then he might be aware, he might be hip to War of the Roses or be suspicious if we called him. Like, right now he has no suspicion.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as I know.
What's her name? Okay.
I don't want to put it out on the radio. I want to maintain her privacy.
Okay, we'll beep it out. All right, here we go. Let's see how much info we can get out of it before you get on and for breaking rule 1A in a polyamorous relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brock, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Brock. My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Thanks. I'm not really interested in any of this. I don't really want to sign up for anything.
It's not signing up for anything. Are you not interested in sending free roses to someone? It is just a one-time thing. We don't take a credit card. There's no reoccurring charge. We cover delivery and everything. All we ask is that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, I can send flowers to anybody?
Anywhere in the U.S.
Okay. I would love to do that. What do you need to know?
Well, I'll need the address here in a moment, but I'll get that from you at the end. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Okay, so her name is...
All right, and what would you like to put on that card?
You are one of the most unbelievable people that I've ever met, and I really think that I'm falling in love with you.
Okay.
I knew it. Mm. Oh, my God, I knew it.
Sorry?
Brock.
Hello?
That's Jenny on the phone, your girlfriend. She heard everything. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. I'm not.
I knew it deep down. I should have trusted my intuition. How could you do this to us? How could you be so devious and go behind my back like that?
Listen, Jenny.
We had about this.
There's something that's been going on between us for a while. You have to acknowledge that, okay? She's just like this more vibrant, younger version of you, and I can't help my feelings. You know,
it's not my fault.
I feel this way.
Things not to say to someone.
Oh my God. How can you be so heartless?
Did we establish how long they'd been together before? I know that you've been with this third person for a year and a half. How long have you two been together?
5 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So
how about Brock and the other person that shall not be named?
Yeah, how long have you been messing around on
Jenny? I would
say
probably about 6 months.
Oh my God.
Without Jenny. So you've been seeing this third person whose name we're not saying on the air, but you've been seeing her for 6 months without Jenny knowing?
Yeah.
Breaking rule 1A in the polyamorous relationship thing. Why would you do that?
Jenny, can you just like call me back privately and we can discuss this, please?
Oh, we'll discuss this. No, we're definitely going to discuss this, but we're going to discuss you getting the hell out of the house.
Brock,
that's what we're going to talk about.
Brock, before you leave, why wouldn't you tell her, like, you broke the golden rule of the polyamorous relationship, which is the third person is only supposed to be for you two, not for one or the other.
Look, dude, I don't really need you coming at me right now, okay? I don't think you understand the complexity of this whole thing. I don't think you've ever been in a polyamorous relationship, okay? There's temptation in front of you. There's different kinds of experiences. There's different kinds of feelings running around. I mean...
You know what? I just got an idea. I'm going to call and I'm going to tell her that you've lost interest in her, and I'm going to start spending more time with her.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Producer Nicole tweeted out on the MRL show's Twitter, at the MRL show, there's so much going on in this War of the Roses, get a pen and pad to keep up with it. I mean, everything from the polyamorous relationship to the comment that he made to her about how she's a younger version. Loren, I want to ask the question, what's the meanest thing someone said to you?
Pretty mean.
During the breakup? 704-570-9595. What's the meanest thing someone said to you during the breakup? Also, we'll take your comments on the war. Maybe you're in a polyamorous relationship and yours is going okay. Theirs didn't, but maybe yours is. We'll take your calls on that too right here on the MRL show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Roy!
Yeah, he's not here today.
Buddy.
I'm missing our Roy boy.
I know.
He'll be back tomorrow, though.
The Transformers never the same.
I know.
You know, when we're not all here together. I mean, I love working with you, don't get me wrong, but you know, we need the three of us need each other at all times. Nobody knows that more than producer Nicole. All right, what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You guys don't say that when I'm gone? Is that what you were going to say?
No, I didn't say that.
No. I was just wondering. You gave a little look and a laugh.
No, I was laughing because you said producer Nicole, and I was like, well, she probably got a break today. She's not handling three of us.
Yeah.
She's nodding her head in there.
The daycare's not full today. Right. She gets a break. Hi, Amy in Fort Mill.
Hi. How are you?
We're okay. Everything was kind of weird, though, from 7:55 on with the War of the Roses ran late because it's a polyamorous relationship, War of the Roses, and the couple that brought this young lady in wanted to keep her name out of it, and we ended up being okay, but what do you know about the polyamorous thing?
So I actually moved here from about 2 hours away about a year ago for a guy that said he was single, said that, you know, the mother of his children wasn't in the picture. And a few months in, he let me know that she was actually still living in the home. But they weren't together, so I was fine with that. Then we started, you know, kind of involving some other women. But he assured me that there was no one out of anyone that I knew about. And just recently he let me know that he is still, well, he didn't let me know. I made a phone call and found out from the mother of his children that they are still together. They still sleep in the same bed together. They're still intimate. And there's all these other women.
So, but the wife knows about it?
Say again?
Does the wife knew about it the whole time, or were you breaking the news to her?
I was breaking the news to her.
Oh.
Okay. So, but that's not really a poly relationship then.
But he had a poly relationship on the side.
Right. Exactly. So it was a poly relationship for him, which I was totally open to having with him had I had all the information.
Yeah. You just worn down with
a poly relationship can absolutely work, but I feel like there's so much opportunity for, you know, lies or missing even parts of the truth, and even just those small areas where you don't divulge even the smallest thing leads to way bigger stuff.
That is a tangle web.
So, Amy, did you hear the war?
Yeah.
So I mean, how do you feel for Jenny? Did she do the right thing, and was the rule 1A, as we were saying, broken?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, the rule is you, regardless of what your rules are, because every poly relationship has different rules, mm-hmm. you stick to what those rules are, period.
Okay.
And once they're broken, trust is dead, and that's all that matters in any relationship.
704 just texted into the studio and said, number one reason why I'm not in a relationship like that, the temptation is right there in front of you.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks
for listening. The other thing we were talking about was in that War of the Roses, if you're just joining us, what did he say to Jenny?
He said, she's like a new, younger model of you.
Yeah, she's the younger version of you. I don't know. Of course I'm with her.
But did he think that that was a compliment to Jenny, like a backhanded compliment? Or did he mean that as like a low blow? Because I think it's the lowest blow.
Yeah. So Caitlin and Matthews, the other thing we're asking too is, what's the meanest thing someone said to you during the breakup? What they say to you?
So we lived only like 1.5-2 hours away, but he would never come see me. And then when he broke up with me, he told me like he was going to go see this other girl, and he drove to see her, like, and she lived 6 hours away. So that really hurt, because he couldn't come see me, and I was just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He can't come see you, but he goes to see her, and she's way further away. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But it didn't really register to me because I was so fixated on him cheating on me and that he was talking to this other girl. Mm-hmm. It took me months before I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He couldn't drive to see me, but he said,
No, thanks, Caitlin.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening to us out there in Matthews. We appreciate it.
Yeah, 803 just texted.
I love your show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Sorry, Caitlin. 803 texted in and said, my husband told me that he never loved me. He fell in love with the person he thought I was going to become, not who I was.
Man. Mm. Jerry in Gastonia, hi.
How are you doing?
Dude, so you were in a poly relationship, and then what happened?
I was staying up at Indian Trail with my girlfriend at the time, and we got into a poly relationship with one of her best friends. Well, we were living together, you know, but I ended up moving out, moved back to Charlotte. But I would walk from Charlotte to Indian Trail to go see my girlfriend at the time. Well, I got there, knocked on the door, and come to find out, the other girl had been typing love letters between me and her into her laptop and let my girlfriend use it and showed her.
Mm.
And I got screwed over ultimately because I got dumped right there after making a 4-hour walk from Charlotte to Indian Trail.
A 4-hour walk. Thanks, Jerry. That's a part of the story I couldn't get over.
It must have been really good for you to walk 4 hours.
Oh, man. All right. We got a lot to get to still here on the MRL show. If you missed it this morning, we're going to tell you how much money you can win at noon today. We did not get a winner in our 5 seconds to cash, so the jackpot is actually up to a pretty big number. We'll give you that info. Plus, it is National Fall Asleep in Public Day. Got to talk to you people, the lucky ones who can fall asleep no matter where you are.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Go honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So, we've got $300 for you at noon today with Cameron in our 5 seconds to cash. No one got the song this morning at 7. No one got the song yesterday at 4. So, if you were listening at 7 a.m. this morning, you got a leg up. You might already know what the song is. You could have Shazammed it.
I'd go back and listen to the podcast if I missed it.
Listen, that's what I would do. I would Shazam the song, and then I would call the next time we were playing. Why not? Who cares how you figure it out? You just got to call, be caller 9, which is luck. And then know the song.
Yeah, or have a Nicole in your life who absolutely loves music so much that she could hear like 3 words to a lyric and know the song.
Mm-hmm. I can do that with 80s songs, but I'm not really, in some 90s, but I'm not great with these. So today is public sleeping day. It's an opportunity to say, yes, go ahead and sleep in public, even if it's at work. You don't have to hide under your desk. You just take a break from the activities and just fall asleep. So, producer Nicole, we're going to ask people here in a minute to call in and tell us where they fell asleep in public. Because I would find it hard to believe that somebody could fall asleep at, like, a NASCAR race. That's what I'm looking for, to see if anybody went up to Concord, was so exhausted from the weekend's activities that on Sunday you were out.
Now, there's probably been people who have passed out at a NASCAR race.
I was going to say, I fell asleep at a football game once.
Yeah. No. We don't mean excessively drinking. We mean like maybe you were just so tired that you fell asleep. But where'd you fall asleep?
I fell asleep at a Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert. And it was literally like I was just so exhausted. And I mean, it's hard. Like we wake up so early. So sometimes like weeknight things are hard. And I just remember like kind of dozing off and I was yawning. And then next thing you know, like I'm getting shouldered like. Wake up.
I don't know how you could fall asleep, though, with all the lights, like,
I can fall asleep anywhere.
I fell asleep in the first Star Wars movie I went to go see. But it was a midnight showing, and I was exhausted.
I'm playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the snore. You can't hear it, Nicole, but this is Nicole sleeping. Where did you fall asleep, Lauren?
I've fallen asleep so many places, quite honestly.
And Casey just texted me. I also fell asleep at the Florence concert not too long ago.
How do you fall asleep at the concert?
Because it's late, and sometimes I'm tired.
I'm going to try to find this picture, but one of my best friends in Florida, during my bachelorette party, fell asleep at the club. Like, legit, we had a table, and you know how you get, like, the little couches or whatever? She fell asleep on the couch. I was like, Lily, you got to go. It's time.
Do you remember when we asked people if they fell asleep at work, Lorraine? This was a long time ago. I don't even know if you were part of the show at that point, Nicole, but somebody worked for the government, and their job is to make sure that nothing happens on our borders. And, like, they fell asleep on the watch. Mm-hmm. Of keeping an eye on our borders.
Yeah. I remember somebody fell asleep in a cargo hold.
Oh, yeah.
And the plane took off and ended up...
in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. Someone said they fell asleep at a Charlotte Hornets game after they'd been up for 27 hours that day.
Wow.
That's area code 704. Another one from area code 704 said that it does happen, Manny. My wife fell asleep at the NASCAR All-Star Race.
How? It is so loud there.
I know. Even if you have the headset on, it's still loud. All right, where did you fall asleep in public? Let's line the phones up right now with your calls.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Today is National Public Sleeping Day, where it's okay to fall asleep in public, Lorraine. even if you're at work, you don't have to hide to fall asleep. Just take a rest right at your desk.
You know, I'm going over all the places that I've fallen asleep in public because it has been a lot. I fell asleep at the airport once, and I missed my flight. I did. I had, like, this enormous layover, and I was exhausted. I'm like, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute.
What city were you in?
Oh, I think somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
I was coming home.
I remember I fell asleep on the bus commuting from New Jersey into New York when I was working with MTV. Mm-hmm. And it was before the iPads and the iPods and stuff. So I had, like, a cassette player, and I had the headphones on, and I was sitting in the middle of the bench, and I was dreaming, and I dreamt that, like, I don't know, I got jolted, and I threw my cassette, my Walkman down the aisle. I was like, sorry, everybody. How embarrassing. So we want to know, where did you fall asleep in public? And one of the things we threw out there, Loren, was like, hey, we're the NASCAR capital of the world. We got a couple races here. Anybody ever fall asleep at the race?
I thought for sure nobody would call, but Tabitha's on the phone. Tabitha, you fell asleep at the Coca-Cola 600?
I did about 3 years ago. It was my first actual race. I've lived in North Carolina my entire life, and I've actually never been able to go to a race. And me and my husband, we tailgated with some friends, and I was actually 3 months pregnant at the time. And I guess all the sun and everything just got to me, and I passed out during the last half of the race.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Did you have the headset on, like the to block the noise?
No, I had nothing on.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I guess it was just the sound, just repetitiveness over and over again. Just, it relaxed me, and I went to sleep. My husband was like, do you have a good nap?
That's awesome. Thanks, Tabitha.
You don't need to be relaxed, by the way, when you're pregnant to fall asleep. You could literally fall asleep anywhere.
Sarah and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Where'd you fall asleep in public?
I was getting my nails done, you know. They don't really need me for that. They got my hands, so I just fell asleep in the chair.
They don't really need me for that.
No, same thing happens when I'm getting my lashes done. I'm just laying down, and I fell asleep. They just pretty much tap me on my shoulder, like, to wake up.
Yeah, I would think, like, anytime somebody is, like, providing a service for you, like, playing with your hair, you know, if you're getting your hair cut, that would be an easy place to fall asleep.
Exactly.
Thanks, Sarah. How about Kyle in Fort Mill? Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Now, this isn't you. Who was this?
This is my son, who is now 16 years old, but it all started when he was about 1 year old and we were living in Texas, and I had worked for a college down there and running a 12-story dorm, and the fire alarm went off in the middle of the night, and he actually had one of the horns and strobes in his room, and he slept through that.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah.
That is difficult with the strobe and the alarm going off.
Yeah, he did not budge until we got him up. He was pretty grumpy until we brought him outside. He saw the fire truck. Then he was excited.
Right, right. By the way, did the place burn down, or was it just a false alarm?
No, just a false alarm.
Okay.
Burned popcorn or something like that.
Thanks, Kyle. Speaking of fire alarms, my wife, I told you she was in New York and lost her iPhone. Well, she found her iPhone, but she told me last night when she got home, she said that the fire alarm went off, and her roommate and friend Ashley were like, what should we do? But it kept going off, so eventually they...
Realize.
It was like they were getting up at 7:30 anyway. This was 6:45 in the morning, so they just went out. She goes, you know what I did? And I feel bad about it. She has a mouth guard that she got years ago because she grinds her teeth. She's like, oh, my God, I got to go back in the room. Not to grab her wedding ring, but to grab her mouth guard. And she said that she made the decision in her head that if the hotel was really on fire, that at least the wedding ring is insured and we would get the money back and we can do that again. But mouth guard is so important in her life.
How much is a mouth guard going to run you? Can't you just go to like Walmart and grab the ones that the football players wear?
No, apparently some magical dentist created this mouth guard for her, and maybe he's moved away or passed on. I don't know. Not easy to get. We have a lot of people, though, that sent in text messages, Loren.
Yeah, somebody texted in from 704 and said, I see a lot of people falling asleep all over the casino at Harrah's, even while gambling.
Here somebody says that I was awake for 24 hours straight and fell asleep at SmackDown Live on Tuesday night.
What?
Not even all the slamming and all the screaming and music kept me awake. I slept pretty good.
Somebody said they fell asleep in an MRI machine, but that's a consistent noise, too, so I could see where you could fall asleep there.
This is the best. Area code 704 said my husband fell asleep in the car while parked in the fire lane outside of Publix. Worst part, he got a parking ticket. The cop didn't bother to wake him. He just snapped it on the windshield and then left him. When he snapped it on the windshield, that's what woke him up.
Oh, man.
So, all right, you can keep those coming. Text us and hit us up. On our socials, at the MRL Show. Slide into our DMs. We love when you do that.
Hinge. You know the dating app Hinge?
I've heard of this app.
March 1st is a big day for Hinge. They're doing something that I guarantee you, even if Roy was here, he wouldn't be able to do it. I know you wouldn't be able to do what Hinge is offering, and Nicole couldn't do it. It has nothing to do with being in a relationship. They're just offering something for Hinge users in the way of money and drinks. We'll tell you what you have to do to score those coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
March 1st is National Day of Unplugging. And remember when we had to meet people the good old-fashioned way and we didn't have dating apps like Hinge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hinge is getting in on this National Day of Unplugging.
I'm going to blow your mind.
What?
Do you know when March 1st is?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know.
God, I love February with that 28 days. That means we're closer to a paycheck.
That is true.
So Hinge is doing what now?
They want their users to unplug, and they're giving free drinks and encouraging people to unplug with $1,000 sweepstakes to win a free date when they turn off their Discover.
So, but they wanted to unplug from their phones entirely?
Yes.
Yeah, see, we couldn't do that.
For an entire 24-hour period.
How long do you think you could go, and be honest, without your phone?
I would say 6 hours. Ooh. And that was very hard for me, but I've forgotten my phone at home before.
It's refreshing, though, isn't it?
Yes, and now, if you took away all my electronics, because luckily in here, our computers and our phones and everything that we use for the show, it's all linked. Mm-hmm. So when I forgot my phone at home, I could at least still get on my computer, and I had everything at my fingertips.
Okay.
You know, minus Instagram and my apps and whatnot. But if you took away all of my electronics and made me completely unplug, it'd probably go crazy.
Nicole, how long could you unplug and be away from your phone for?
I don't know. I mean, when I don't have my phone, I hate to admit it, but like I get anxiety over it.
Didn't you say when you were in Cuba, your phone wouldn't work, but you still carried it around?
Yeah, like I wear a watch, but I still check my phone for the time.
I probably, because throughout the day, I look at our social media and I like to talk back to people and, you know, keep up with the fam. But I also love sports stuff. And right now, with baseball starting, March Madness on the horizon, there's a major baseball player by the name of Bryce Harper who's going to get a $340 million contract, and he hasn't signed yet. Like, I'm searching that stuff. It was supposed to snow next week. I've been keeping my eye on that. Looks like it's not going to happen. It's like my information tool. And when I honestly tell you, I probably couldn't be away from it for more than an hour without freaking out.
An hour?
That's the truth.
You
oh,
think
yeah.
That's as long as you would make it?
Nah, if I was awake, yes. I'd be like, I need it. I want it.
That's funny.
I might have a problem.
I think maybe we should talk to somebody.
Hinge is who we need to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So if you're on Hinge tomorrow, March 1st, stay off of it, and then you can score yourself a free date. Like Loren said, that's cool. Go do that.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Don't forget, $300 in the jackpot with our 5 seconds to cash contest. The Carolinas are loving it, and we're playing at noon with Cameron.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.